Here's a thought I'll title Orson Welles on Limits. I love a good quote, and oftentimes they're very catchy and sometimes even memorable, but they don't change the way I behave or what I produce or influence my art life other than the curiosity of the quote. So maybe they bring something to me intellectually, but you'd never know it if you looked at my work. Except for this one by Orson Welles. It's one of the quotes that absolutely, fundamentally changed the way I think and do photography. Orson Welles is said to have observed that, quote, "The enemy of art is the absence of limitations," close quote. Let me say that again. The enemy of art is the absence of limitations. So, in other words, if there are no limitations to what you can do, that tends to get in the way of your doing something. Because if all possibilities are open to you, how do you make a decision? At least, I think that's the overview picture of what he was trying to get at. But the way I've interpreted that phrase is this. When I think that I can do anything in any way I can dream up, it tends to get in the way of my being productive because I don't even know where to begin. And the antidote to the absence of limitations is to apply some limitations, is to constrict yourself a little bit. And the way I think of it is to have a structure for your project. If you have a structure, now all of a sudden you know what to do, or at least what's outside of the structure and doesn't pertain to what you're trying to do. The trick is to figure out what the structure needs to be so that it can allow flexibility and creativity within limits, but isn't so restrictive that it squashes the creativity right out of you. So in the last 30 years or so since I've been aware of this thought, I've come to realize that the key to my productivity as an artist is to develop the structure and then work within the structure. Let me give you a few examples. In my personal photography project, Kokoro, the PDF that I publish of my personal work, it's available at brooksjensenarts.com. The structure of that defines each issue of Kokoro as an anthology that includes a mix of 4 projects that are maybe somewhat sizable or 6 projects that are smaller, plus the occasional one-picture story, plus the occasional field notes. That's the structure. Having such a structure means that every time I go to put together a new issue of Kokoro, I don't have to think about what size is it going to be and how am I going to format it and what goes in. All I have to think about is the content and to slip it into, essentially, a template for the PDF. Another example of a structure might be the weekly content of Lenswork Online. So the structure there is 7 days a week, there's a Here's a Thought commentary. 5 days a week is a presentation from Every Picture is a Compromise. Mondays have a podcast. Tuesdays, a new Looking at Images. Wednesdays, a new Seeing in Sixes project. Thursdays, a new Trilogies commentary. Fridays, a new Finding the Picture. That structure is what keeps me productive because I know what has to be produced to fill all the various slots within the structure of the publication. The first time I really got onto this idea was in the early 1980s when I realized that I needed to put together something that I could have on hand at any given time when someone wanted to see my work. So I decided I was going to print 100 finished matted prints that were my base collection of work that I could show. Well, I went into the darkroom the first day and I thought, okay, I could do anything I want. I had no structure whatsoever. I could make any size print on any kind of paper, matted in any kind of way I wanted to do it, toned however I wanted. And the more I thought about that, the more I realized it was going to take 100 sets of decisions in order to complete the project, which complicated the project and became the enemy of my completing my intended 100 prints. So instead, I started defining a structure. I decided they were all going to be 8x10 prints, matted in 11x14 mat board. They were all going to be printed with the same kind of paper, and toned the same way so that they looked like a body of work and held together as a body of work, all using the same mat board, the same bevel cut, etc. I defined the structure. Then all I had to do was make the 100 prints that were all going to be finished and looked the same, and I had light impressions boxes for it, etc. That's what I mean by establishing a structure that constricts what you do, but doesn't constrict in such a way that it prevents you from exploring the creative realms you want to play with. As I say, structures are the antidote to Orson Welles' observation that the enemy of art is the absence of limitations. I guess I might say, conversely, the great friend and supporter of art is the limitation that both allows freedom and creativity within limits that aren't constrictive, but are defined.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.